Our guest today on Minnesota Arts on the Road is Adam Wayne Wallenberg. He's an Austin, Minnesota-based singer-songwriter who spent some time writing songs and performing in Nashville, Tennessee.
They are the most wanted men in all four states, dead or alive, for the lives they take. Saddlebags loaded with gold, dead or alive, for the lives worth a stone. We rode from town to town, tracking down the men who shot the tellers at the bank. Horses and lead flying down a dusty trail, gotta round up these outlaws, good guys never fail. They are the most wanted men in all four states, dead or alive, for the lives they take. Saddlebags loaded with gold, dead or alive, for the lives worth a stone. It was the meanest gang that we ever did see. Guys like Pistol Pete and One-Eyed Lee rode with Dirty Dan, but the best gun man they pulled from the fire named him Hairless Sam. Their blood runs cold, they feel no pain, tearing up towns like a hurricane. Deputy shot
gather up the troops. Go get them, go get them.
Most wanted men in all four states, dead or alive, for the lives they take. Saddlebags loaded with gold, dead or alive, for the lives worth a stone.
Minnesota Arts on the Road is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Adam Wayne Wallenberg is an Austin, Minnesota-based singer-songwriter who spent some time writing and performing in Nashville. He's our guest today on Minnesota Arts on the Road. Adam Wayne Wallenberg's music sounds like Nashville, but he's Minnesotan through and through. All you have to do to verify that is check out what this guy likes to do in his free time. He's a race car driver, a duck hunter, and a fisherman. But where he differs from the typical Minnesota guy is that he spent some time in Nashville playing clubs like Tootsie's Orchid Lounge and writing songs with other country performers. Adam's on the road this spring going from station to station to promote his debut single, Good Pennies Keep Coming Back, and he stopped at Pioneer 90.1 to play a few songs. Adam, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you're country, and you're from the South, relatively speaking, Southern Minnesota.
Southern Minnesota, yep.
Whereabouts down there?
Southeast, actually. Austin is where I'm originally from. Spamtown, also known as Spamtown.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your time in Nashville. What sparked you to make that move that so many others have done before you?
I'd say, you know, growing up and learning how to play and write, and just, you know, playing the local clubs and meeting other musicians, and, you know, the local DJ would come down and listen, you know, and finally, you know, just people were coming up to me and said, hey, man, you got to move to Nashville, you know, you need to go down there and experience it, you know.
And when did you do that?
It was October of 2007, I believe.
So did you have a big following in Austin before you made that big leap?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was in a band called Dobbins Creek, and we were a four-piece band that played around southern Minnesota. We definitely were getting a good following. We would play, a club every Thursday, you know, and that was really bringing them in. It was packed every Thursday.
I imagine that in a band like that, a local band, you get to be kind of a big fish in a small pond. And then you go to Nashville, all of a sudden, it's reversed.
Well, yeah, I mean, you go to Nashville and it's like more like a big fish in an ocean.
Right.
You know, there's so many people out there that are doing it, you know, and yeah,
So what's that like to compete to be heard over all of the other singer-songwriters in Nashville? Is it kind of more, I mean, is it a competitive environment?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's real competitive. It all starts with a song. You know, you need to have a good song, and I think that's your best, you know, way to go. You know, just need a good song that can relate to everybody.
There's a beautiful girl sitting on a park bench watching the boats float away. Seagulls are flying. She's just smiling, enjoying a beautiful day. As I walked on by, I asked for the time. She said it's the best time, the time of my life. The Lord has blessed me with a whole new life. I'm glad you asked, 'cause you're the first to know. Husband will become a daddy, a daddy real soon. After 2 years of trying, 2 years of praying, after 2 years of crying. It's a beautiful day. There's an old man sitting on his front porch, waiting for his daughter to come home. Granny's in the kitchen, they're drinking coffee, enjoying a beautiful day. As I walked on by, I asked for the time. He said it's the best time, the time of my life. The Lord has blessed me with a whole new life. I'm glad you asked, 'cause you're the first to know. My daughter became a mommy today. After 2 years of trying, 2 years of praying, after 2 years of crying. It's a beautiful day. So remember when times change, never forget to pray. For a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. There's a little boy playing in the backyard, waiting for his daddy to come home.
Adam Wayne Wallenberg is an Austin, Minnesota-based singer-songwriter who spent some time writing and performing in Nashville. He's our guest today on Minnesota Arts on the Road.
Yeah, I've written with hit songwriters. I've played with numerous hit songwriters, and you know, you tend to pick up a few things here and there, you know, and it'll just make you better your craft.
So we mentioned Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, and that's a famous place there on Broadway in Nashville. It was a hangout for the early country stars. They would play the Grand Ole Opry at the Ryman Auditorium, which is right behind Tootsie's, and it's just legendary. And that's the place where you played and had a chance to meet up with some stars there. Who did you rub elbows with there at Tootsie's?
Anyone from Kid Rock to Miranda Lambert to Brooks and Dunn, John Michael Montgomery, Dierks Bentley walked right by me one day. And was like, "Hey, man!" You know, it's a lot like Hollywood, I guess. mm-hmm. but for singers, yeah. Nashville. And, you know, there's no paparazzi down there.
Yeah. And I suppose just like Nashville, you have to pretend like it's no big deal that this famous country star just walked by.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're first down there, when I was first down there, it's like, you know, you see your first star just walking around. It's like, you know, it hits you, you know, and then once you see more and more, it just, you know, it becomes kind of natural.
So were you working at Tootsie's or were you playing? I guess playing is work. But
yeah, I did both. I not only played there, but I also did the door, like doorman, you know, and checked IDs and stuff. I checked Miranda Lambert one day. It was kind of funny. You know, she came in. But
you checked her ID?
Yeah. Yep.
Was she of age?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I looked at her ID and, you know, it says she's from Texas. And I'm like, oh, I know who that is.
Did you recognize her right away?
No, not right away until I, you know, looked at it and, you know, kind of did one of them, you know, second looks.
Yeah. And Nashville is such a cool environment because if you like music, that's really the place to go because you walk up and down Broadway and basically all day and all night, all the doors to these clubs are open and it's music all the time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I've played in about every venue I could think about in Nashville, you know, and, you know, there's just musicians among musicians. They say there's, 1,972 pickers in Nashville, yeah. Or something like that. 14,000 maybe, and 1,900 leaving a day.
This one's called September Girl. Where did we meet? Underneath that willow tree. Do you remember when I kissed you on the cheek late September? Where we wrestled in the leaves, do you remember? Yeah, these memories I'm breathing in have shown me that I want you back again. Because you're my September girl. La da da da. Because you're my September girl, la da da da. But now you're gone, far away. Do you remember what we used to say to each other each and every day? Do you remember? Yeah, these memories I'm breathing shown me that I want you back again. Because you're my September girl, la da da da. Because you're my September girl, la da da da. It was so nice to talk to you, saying that you might come home. But now the leaves are falling, and I'm here all alone. But you're still gonna be mine. These memories I'm breathing in have shown me that I want you back again. Because you're my September girl, la da da da. Because you're my September girl, la da da da. Where did we meet? Underneath that willow tree.
We're talking with Adam Wayne Wallenberg. He's an Austin, Minnesota-based singer-songwriter. He was here at the Northland campus in Thief River Falls to play a few songs for us yesterday. Adam's debut song is Good Pennies Keep Coming Back. So the writers that you met up with then, any song titles that we would know from those people?
Yeah, I've picked with people that, you know, like wrote "Don't Take the Girl" for Tim McGraw. I've done a show with him. Guy wrote "Friends in Low Places." I got to know him. He was a good guy. Guy who wrote "I'm from the Country and I Like It That Way." I wrote a song with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that must have been many people. You know,
that must have been kind of like going to school to get to collaborate with all those hit writers.
Oh, for sure. You know, that's the way I've been kind of looking at it. I mean, I went to school a little bit, you know, until I fell in love with music. But, you know, to really better yourself, you know, you need to dive into it and surround yourself with professionals.
Mm-hmm. So when you were in Nashville, you teamed up with an independent producer to produce the song that you're pitching to radio that we'll hear in just a moment called "Good Pennies Keep Coming Back." And you had some Grammy Award winners play on that track with you.
Yes. Yeah. It was actually Grammy-nominated players, but the keyboard player was a Dove Award winner. And also, you know, he's worked with many people, including Elvis and you name it, I guess. But the bass player was on Alan Jackson's last album, the Good Time album.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, just some really good people that know how to put a good record together.
And did you record in a Nashville studio?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes, it was in Hendersonville.
Mm-hmm.
Hendersonville.
You found me lost in line with my tail side showing. Glad you seen me cross the floor rolling before I was kicked under the jukebox, never to be seen again. Tossed in a wishing well, flattened on a railroad track, stuck inside a piggy bank, waiting for a kid to crack, saving up for that rainy day. Good pennies keep coming back. Get your 2 cents in, penny for your thoughts shared with a friend. In God we trust more than ever, pennies don't throw 'em away. Tossed in a wishing well, flattened on a railroad track, stuck inside a piggy bank, waiting for a kid to crack, saving up for that rainy day. Good pennies keep coming back. A penny saved is a penny earned, that's what Franklin said. With enough Abe Lincolns, you can keep your family fed. Like that penny rolling across the floor, my memorial's faded and my face is wore. Now times are tough to make ends meet, pennies with blades of wheat. Tossed in a wishing well, flattened on a railroad track, stuck inside a piggy bank, waiting for a kid to crack, saving up for that rainy day. Good pennies keep coming back. Good pennies keep coming.
Adam Wayne Wallenberg is an Austin, Minnesota-based singer-songwriter who spent some time writing and performing in Nashville. He's our guest today on Minnesota Arts on the Road. And that song has been played now on 40 country stations in Minnesota and growing and other places around the country. So how are you promoting the song? Kind of doing it the old-fashioned way. If anybody's ever seen Coal Miner's Daughter, that was how Loretta Lynn did it, was basically going town to town.
Yeah, that's how I've been doing it. Yeah, I'd say we're pushing, you know, well over 50 now, maybe 60. So we're doing really good.
50 or 60 stations.
Yep.
Playing it. And you're stopping off here in Thief River Falls today on a radio tour that brought you up from Austin and through the Twin Cities, and now you're going on to Grand Forks.
Yep. Yeah, Grand Forks, and then that will conclude our run here. And I'd say there was about 12 of them that we stopped into.
So what kind of response are you getting to the song?
You know, I haven't had too much bad.
Well, that's good.
But, you know, I'm open to criticism, you know, constructive criticism, they say. But hey, you know, I've had nothing but good responses, you know.
So the old saying is, write what you know, and a lot of your songs sound like the Minnesota woods. So is that why you came back, so that you could write songs that are more you?
I think just getting back home, you know, is a good feeling, you know, and I think it opens your creativity, you know, in writing, and, you know, just to come back and write with an old co-writer of mine too, you know, really, you know, is a good thing.
So do you have any plans to go back to Nashville?
Yeah, just visiting, you know. If I move back down there, it'll probably be a little bit down the road, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, I'm just kind of recording down there and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of found where I have to be, you know.
So where would you like to be professionally, say, 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I would like to be, I don't know, kicking doors down.
One station at a time, right?
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
Yeah. Well, thanks for stopping by here today.
Yes, thank you very much, Mark, for having me in, and Randy, guitar player, is in the studio with us.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, I'm back here.
Yeah, thanks thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We've been talking with Adam Wayne Wallenberg. He's an Austin, Minnesota-based singer-songwriter, and his debut song is Good Pennies Keep Coming Back.
Bells ringing, church lets out. The birds are singing, their seat on the ground. Tears and laughter in cigar smoke. Tin cans rattle. Grandpa's favorite joke as the bell. Into the petal smoke as of her. Home brother, home brother, take this girl and love her. Through times of thick and thin, champagne glasses
Minnesota Arts on the Road is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.